two airlines, Continental and American, are reporting something pretty rare in the airline industry lately: profits. American Airlines, the nation's largest carrier, announced yesterday that it had net earnings of $58 million in its most recent quarter. Continental did even better, posting a $100 million profit during the spring months. The move toward profitability comes even as the industry grapples with record fuel prices. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
If you've flown any time over the past several months, you've probably noticed the lines at the airport ticket counter and the lack of empty seats once you're on board your flight. Industry analyst Robert Mann says the combination of packed planes and aggressive cost control is starting to pay off, especially for some of the more disciplined airlines.
American and Continental are the two carriers that are furthest along in the restructuring process, and so they're getting the maximum benefits of cost control.
Passenger traffic is up across the board at the airlines. Mann says what's helping American and Continental is that they took steps to rearrange their routes and now fly a higher percentage of international flights.
Some of the strongest revenue growth rates are actually in the international segment. For a couple of years now, carriers have been redeploying assets out of domestic network service and deploying them on international routes, and that is bearing fruit now.
And when they fly those international routes, they aren't competing with discount carriers like Southwest. But even with demand picking up and cost cuts in place, it's important to remember that neither of these airlines is talking about making a profit on the year. Ray Neidel, an analyst with Calion Securities, says unless fuel prices come down and stay down, the traditional carriers still face plenty of challenges.
Long term, the problem remains high fuel costs, too many airlines, too many hubs, too many seats, and continuing pricing pressure as the low-cost carriers continue to aggressively expand.
Delta Airlines, which has been hemorrhaging money this week, announced a major shakeup in its top management. And at Northwest, talks between the airline and its mechanics union appear to have collapsed, setting the stage for a possible strike at that airline next month. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.